Many years ago, we didn't know what a baler was. The last few years, why, they do all of the hay by baling it. We would go out when we mowed the hay, we'd put a big pole up after we fill the barn as full as we had room to put hay in and had any left. Then we'd put a big pole up out here and build a what we call a hay stack. Stack it on up high. Around that pole, good, and fix it there, and then put a cover of a old tar paper or something like that to keep the water from going down in so bad. Make it shed off better, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you first cut the hay in the fields, did you rake it up into little piles?
No. Let that lay there a day or two. Like we mowed this morning and had a good dry weather today. In the morning, why, we might rake that in windrows, what we call windrows, and all we had was old hay rakes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd rake that in windrows. And then we'd drive down that windrow with these wagons with a rack, hay rack on there, and throw that in and carry it on into the barn. And
hot?
Boy, now you could get just as hot as it. Set my hand.
You mentioned setting hens. Was there something, somebody's telling me you could take some kind of thing and stick it in their nest to make them lay eggs? It wasn't a real egg, it was kind of...
Oh, we used to, in order to save eggs, we used the old china egg. That was for the nest egg, you know. And you take all the eggs out of a nest, boy, it's hard to get a hen started back to laying in that nest again.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd put that china egg in there, and she'd go right in there, didn't know the difference. She'd just lay right on, you know. So, those were lots of things, with lots of things happened along in there that folks today laugh at.
But it worked back then.
It worked then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this, my mail gal didn't even stop and give me any letter. But back in those days, there were many, many things that the, farmer had to learn to do himself.
Mm-hmm.
They would try one thing, and using that, getting by with that for a while, then they would, somebody would come up with a new idea of improvement that they could make on that. Now, a long time ago, I can remember seeing they had what they called old stump pullers.
Really? What was it like?
Well, it was a contraption with a big cable, and they'd anchor this machine out here to a heavy stump that wouldn't give too easy. And they'd pull that cable out there around there, and then they'd grind that thing around with a horse, you know, and they'd grind that cable up, and they'd pull that stump out yonder.
Roots and all?
Most of the roots would come with it. And it made it a whole lot easier.
Wow, yeah.
When we used to get the stumps out in the field, while we'd just go in and dig a hole
around that,
around that,
burn it
and fire it. Burn it out, don't you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't get them deep enough,